अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीनाय पराधलक्षै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणान्ति। I am very happy to come to Australia, especially to this place, in the house of Brajvallabh Prabhu and his family. They have arrived so well, and so many devotees from various parts, from very far away, they have come. Why they have come? I think they are thirsty. They want some water. They are hankering for a long time for this water. Swamiji Maharaj came and planted a seed of bhakti. In someone's hearts, sprouts were coming. In some hearts, it was more developing. In someone's hearts, it was like a seed still. Some more water was wanting. I think Krishna has arranged, Swamiji has arranged, my Gurudev has arranged, that you are very eager to hear me and to bring me. My wish is only one, to help you all, that you should be bona fide devotees. Out of, you should not have any political thing, no duplicity, very sincere. I know that bhakti does not depend on practice, that you are practicing bhakti day and night. But I think that bhakti is a person very, very gentle, smooth, sweet, and having so much mercy. So much, she's so merciful. So if Bhakti Devi is so merciful, and she will see that, she wants some bhakti, they want to honor me, then it will come in our heart. We cannot bring. So it is called Bhagavat Prasadaj and Bhakta Prasadaj. What is the meaning? Bhaji bhakti we can do. We can hear, chant, remember. We can chant 16 rounds. We can chant more than this. 16. One can chant more than this. 60 rounds. 64 rounds. Even anyone can chant more than this. But he will not realize anything. Hear happiness in chanting. No taste. They may do so much hard labor. Because we can do. But if Krishna is so merciful, or any bhakta like that, they are merciful. And without any gain, ahetuki daya, causeless mercy. If he gets that and tells Bhakti Devi, oh, you should go. And she is coming down from up. It does not depend on practices. But without practices, she will not be merciful to us. So we will have to do. But you should know very strongly that Bhakti Devi never comes by our efforts. There may be something whole in that in our efforts. There may be so many things like unearth. So we need the association of pure rasik tattvavid Vaishnava. And by their causeless mercy, Bhakti Devi may come from up. She should descend on heart. It comes through the mercy of Krishna or the associates of Krishna. Because always living in their hearts. Nikunja Juno Rati Keli Siddhai Jajalirbhi Jukti Rapet Saniya Tatrati Daksha Dati Vallabhasya Vande Guruji Charanaravinda. Guru is not a person of this material world. He is not like us. He never cheats anyone. He never wants any worldly thing. He is the special associates of Krishna from Golok Vrindavan, always serving and very expert in serving Krishna and Radha, to meet them together in their kunj and to serve, always serving there in their kunj, in Radha Kunda, Swananda Sukhada Kunja, or any other kunj. Always. He is so expert in serving. Krishna has sent them in this world to help needy person, those who want to serve Krishna and Radha conjugal. He is not an ordinary person. He is not clever or worldly, having so much knowledge. Very intelligent, not expert in making money or anything, or playing duplicity or politics. He is the special associates of Krishna from Vrindavan, Radha Kunda, Bandirvan, Govardhan and so on. Mercifully he has descends in this world. So by the mercy of that Guru, we can have some. Mercy of Krishna or devotees like them. Uh, they are very rare in this world. We pretend to be a guru, acharya, but really they are akhanda guru tattva. In Nityananda, Prabhu Baladeva Prabhu, this akhanda guru tattva descends in this world in disciplic line of acharya. We see how a strong personalities acharya have come. Brahma, Narad, Vedavyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami, Madhvacharya, Jayatirtha, later on Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, how great personality. They used to always wave and tell, "Oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Lalite, where you are?" Always weeping. He Deva, He Daita, He Bhuvanaika Bandho, He Krishna, He Chapala, He Karunaika Sindhu. This is slok, always. This is slok has been told by Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. This is a slok is from Srimati Radhika. There is none in this world to realize this slok. First, it was realized by Madhavendra Puri. And always he used to weep bitterly for this. Oh Krishna, where you are, where you are. And after that, Sarup Damodar, the very successor of Madhavendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad. Especially they were Lalita and Vishakha, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda. And they came and established this thing, pure bhakti. And after that they gave it to, in succession of Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami and all other six Goswamis. We are so fortunate to be in this disciplic line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are so fortunate. We have some hope that bhakti will come in our heart. How it will come? He has arranged anyhow to come and to hear and to serve Vaishnava like, Guru like them. So we have some hope. Now you can hear something. That how it bhakti descends in pure hearts. And you should realize it and have a very strong faith in Vaishnava. Not blind faith, I don't tell. Not blind faith. Once you know, it has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. That Vyas was somewhat worried. He was sitting in his ashram. Ashram, you know? What? More loudly?
Hermitage.
Hermitage. You know Hermitage? Ashram where he used to practice Bhakti Yoga. And where he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, or Mahabharatam, Puran and all other things. Where he used to meditate. This ashram was situated on the bank of Saraswati River. Very sacred, very sacred. And it was called Samyapras. Samyapras means, what is the meaning of Samyapras? Everything was so normal. Samya. What is the meaning of Samya? What Prabhu? Brajavalla Prabhu? Sattvika, Rajasik and Tamsi. Quite balanced. No disturbance in mind and anywhere. Like Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Karnabdi Sai Vishnu, where he situates? where he lives, in Karnab Desai, where all are in normal position. No action of Tam, Raja and Sattvic.
No anxiety.
No anxiety, no, nothing. So, he was out of all, but yet he was had some worry. And what is his worry? That I have divided Vedas in four. This is the incarnation of Krishna himself. And it is called Shabdavatar, Shabda Brahma. The what?
The incarnation of Krishna
in words. Sound. Not sound vibration. Shabda Brahma. What?
Spiritual sound.
Shabda Brahma. That is, Krishna is that Ved. He has. By his vibration, Ved has come. He has also written Vedanta Sutra. He has reconciled all the Vedas. In Veda there are something which are opposite. It seems that they are opposite. Krishna has shape, he has no shape. Krishna walks, sometimes he never walks. So opposite things are seen there. Krishna has no attributes, no power, nothing, and at the same time he tells. Krishna has so much power. He is so powerful. So he reconciled them. He wrote Mahabharata, very beautiful book for all. Vedas cannot read, ladies cannot utter the mantras of Vedas. But some can do, like Gargi and all others. Very, very intelligent and very powerful, high class of devotees they were. But generally, not all ladies can, and all person also cannot smell. So he made Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharatam, and in that there was a most powerful jewel like Gita, Gita Upanishad. Also he wrote so many Purans, made easy Ved, very easy. Right. But it was also so difficult for all person to realize and to think. He was worried that I am losing something. There is whole anything anywhere. Kami hai, abhav mane? There is something lacked in me. I have done all things. And all think that I am guru of whole world, Jagat Guru, I am. But why I am not so happy? What is lacking in me? Just at that time, Narad arrived there. And he told, smiling, my dear Vyasadeva, why you are worried? You have made all these things, which is absent for any worldly person. You are not worldly. Who was he? He was Saktavish Avatar. So, you are not ordinary person. But still, you are so much worried. Why you are worried? Like, we are chanting, remembering. We are reading the books of Swamiji. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. We are also reading so many books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We remember so many slokas. We can give so many classes, very beautiful classes. But we don't realize. This is the thing. We are not satisfied. Why our heart is not melting? Why tears are not coming? नयनम गलदाश्रुधारया बदनं गदगद रुद्धया गिरा पुलकर निचितं बपुह कदा तव नाम ग्रहणे भविष्यति। यू नो दिस श्लोक, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस श्लोक? नयनं गलदा, हु इज टेलिंग, व्हाट इज टेलिंग? He is telling that all know that I am very high class of bhakt. If anyone chant Krishna name really, tear is bound to come. Because Krishna is so beautiful, so marvelous, sweet. She has all kinds of attributes. So anyone, if chant Krishna will come in his heart, and heart will be melting, the tear will come. Then tremblance will come, tremble. This body will tremble. Sometimes sweat will come. Sometimes he will roll down on the earth, telling where Krishna, what Krishna, what Krishna. Oh Radha, where? हे राधे ब्रज देवी के चललिते हे नंद सूनो कुत श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पाद पतले कालिंदी वन्ने घोषंता सर्वतौ खेदई महाबीफलु वंदे रूपनाथ। रूपनाथ आर ऑलवेज वीपिंग, समटाइम्स इन राधा कुंड, समटाइम्स कृष्ण कुंड, समटाइम्स इन बृंदा, समटाइम्स इन गोवर्धन, टेलिंग वेरी साउटली फट ओ राधे वेरी Oh, Lalite, I cannot live without you. Where you are? Oh, Krishna, beautiful Krishna, where you are? Sometimes in Radhakund, sometimes in Govardhan. What is Govardhan? Kalpa Pada Patale. Govardhan is like a Kalpa Vriksha. Desire tree. He can fulfill all kinds of desires. Oh, Govardhan, why you are not fulfilling my desires? I want to meet Krishna. Without Krishna, my life is in vain. Telling. We cannot tell like this. No tear, nothing. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling his life. When a day will come that I will realize that what is Krishna. We are chanting. We are reading books. We are hearing all these things. But the thing is that our heart is not melting. Because we are not realizing Krishna actually, what he is. If we have realized a little bit, then the tears is bound to come. So, this was the case with Vyasadeva. He wrote so much thing. You know that I have written so many books. I am a good preacher. I have taught also so many high classes of Vaishnava like my Gurudev, like Swamiji, like Sati Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad, and so many at that time, the Madhav Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, I cannot count them, I have taught them. But still, I am feeling some lack. That no tears is coming. So Vyasa was realizing this. I have done all these things. I have written a Gita, a very beautiful, knowledgeable book. But why not tears or not melting? I have done some offenses. There are some unearth in me. So really, if a devotee is thinking like this, he is sincere. And if he is pretending, all are not coming, but even he is pretending that I am high class of Vaishnava, that is offense. Tear will not come, heart will not melt. So Vyasadeva was sincere. And he was sincerely realizing this fact that there is no prem, nothing in my heart. I have written so much thing in for bhakti, but really bhakti is not coming in my heart. What should I do? So Narad was smiling and telling him, how are you? He told that you are a very high class of doctor, like Vaidya. You can see me and see my pulse and you will realize everything. I don't know. Where is my loop and hole? What is lacking in me? You are doctor of all, you can tell. And advice, what should I do? Then he smiled and told, oh, I know. Where is that fault? Because Narad is so high class of devotees. Narad vina jivan sudharmi nirjas madhuri pura tankrishnam kamas puradmai rasani rasin sada. Always Narad Goswami singing so sweet songs about Radhika. Narada bajaya bina jant Radhika ramana name. Narada bajaya bina Radhika nam, always. I know he is a realized person. So he always Radhika ramana in his Bina Jantra, and weeping, rolling down on the earth. So he knows everything. And he began to advise him. Vyasdev fell on the feet of his Gurudev, Narad. And he kept his heart what he was before his Gurudev. If you'll do like this to any very qualified Guru, open your heart and show your Gurudev, and this is my I am. I don't know what faults, what are obstacles, and what are not in me. So please, isko sudhar kajiye. So, Narad told, you have written so many books, high classes of books, but you have not told anything about Brijandanandan and Shyam Sundar. You have told so many things about Dwarkadhish, Parth Sarthi Krishna, who fought the big Mahabharata battle. You have written so many things about Gita, but you have never told about Brijandanandan, Shyam Sundar, Radha Kanta, Radhanath, Gopinath. They are one but not one. Achinta Bheda Bhed. You know Achinta Bheda Bhed? There is difference and non-difference at a time. You have not written that Parabrahma, Ishwara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadiru Adi Govinda, Sarva Karan Karanam. Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. You have written this, but not clearly. I don't know whether you have realized fact or not. He has so much opulence. His ocean of opulence, all. But at the same time, he is ocean of rush. Perhaps you have not realized this. And for that thing, his ocean of rush, don't sleep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Gaur Pramanande. So Ishwara Parama Krishna, you have written this. But he is ocean of rush and he becomes servant of servants and controlled by all his parikas, associates. Yashodama can chastise that Parabrahma and he can weep bitterly, "Oh mother, don't type me. Mother, don't chastise me or beat me." Playing with that, with his cowherd boys, that Parabrahma, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, having so much opulence, oceans of opulence in him. And he plays with cowherd boy. Sometimes they took some dust from Braja and they give in body of Krishna here also and do like this and wrestle and they defeat Krishna. That powerful. Who takes Govardhan in his hands, in his only this little finger. And he has defeated so many devils, demons. But still he is defeated by Sridham, Subal and so many Sakha. And being defeated he becomes so cheerful, so happy. Even they give that Supreme Personality of Krishna, they give their remnants. Oh, it is so sweet. And they take, give in their mouth. And also they take out from the mouth of Krishna and they take. How beautiful. You will alone take it. And sometimes very rare person, very high class devotee will see that any coin, he is massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika or any gopi. And they are controlling Krishna, that Krishna. "Have you written anywhere these things?" "Oh, I don't know anything about this." I know that he can control whole world. But he will be controlled by these gopis and gops. I never expected. Oh, you should write all these things. That if anyone has a little prem, little devotion to Krishna, he becomes servant. And he pursues for their dust, that dust may come in my head. He has told so many things everywhere. Napareham nirvadyasam in Srimad Bhagavat. So many times he has written. He becomes lakhs and lakhs vatsa, cows. Because all the cows of the Braja, they want to make Krishna their own cow. And so come Krishna had to be cows of all cows. All the gopis were matured. They wanted that Krishna should be my son and take my breast and should play in my courtyard. So Krishna became their all sons, lakhs and lakhs, uncounted. All wanted, all the girls, Kishoris wanted to marry Krishna. So Krishna became lakhs and lakhs, cowherd boy, and married them all. Oh, so he is so generous, sweet. "Have you written all these things anywhere in Vedanta Sutra or in Mahabharata? Have you, in Gita have you written?" "Oh, I have not written. I have not realized these things." "Then you should realize." "How? How you I can realize?" "Oh, you can realize being so sincere. Give your heart in the lotus feet of your Gurudev, Mani myself, Narada, or Krishna. Offer yourself, your heart. We give something in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. But Gurudev is not so much qualified. He cannot do like Narada because he is a realized soul. He is Mukta Mahapurush. Madhyama Adhikari can help some extent. So he told that you should be sincere and offer yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna and be saranagata. Sarvadharmana parityajya. Mam ekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva papibho. Here not aham sarva papibho, but I will realize what is prema bhakti. I will. Bhakti will descend in your heart. So he, Narad, he get this teaching to Vyas and he went doing Hare Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe and Krishna and he went from there. And he took bath in that river, Saraswati river. And he sat down and surrendered everything. Oh, Krishna, I have surrendered. I want to realize that prema bhakti. And who are you? I want to really. I've heard that you are ocean of rasa. I want to realize. And when he offered everything, his heart and everything, sincerely, not only by words. We do something by words, but not really by giving everything. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mouth tells and wisdom tells, but not heart. If heart is telling Hare Krishna, then tears will come. Heart will melt. We also remember our Guru, Diksha Guru Mantra, like Gopal Mantra, Gayatri, Kama Gayatri. But only from outside. If you do internally, then heart must melt. So we should try to do. So when Vyas became saranagat to Bhakti, and he told, O Bhakti Devi, I am yours. You should reflect your shape and everything in my heart. When he did like this, because he was so powerful, so Bhakti Devi, at once, Bhakti yogena manasa samyak pranhite amale apashyat purusham purnam mayancha yada pashaya. At once he realized who is supreme personality of Godhead. He saw that flute wala Krishna smiling very gently in crooked and taking heart of all Brajavasi. He is supreme personality of Godhead. Now he realized. And what I told before, everything he saw and realized, how sweet he was, how he was with Mother Yashoda, how she tightened Krishna, and how he was waiting in the front of Yashoda, how he was praying in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So all he saw, from top to bottom, from his birth to Dwarka Lila, everything he saw. Like we see cinema. Cinema is not a real thing. On the screen, we see photo only. They are moving here, doing, but actually there is nothing. But they saw everything real. Krishna at once came with all Brajavasi, and he saw the birth of Krishna from the womb of Yashoda. Also he saw that he is appeared in Mathura at a time, and how he was playing everything from Braja and up to Dwarka Lila, everything, and how he disappeared. Now he was satisfied. And what he realized in his soul, and he saw, he wrote in Bhagavatam. So Gita is a book for childhood, primary stage. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita is for
master degree
or postgraduate books. We can practice some Gita Upadesh, but very hard to realize all these facts of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially this prem, love and devotion. But we have not come only to follow Gita, we have come to realize all Bhagavat things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kindly given us. So he wrote, Anarthopasamsakshat Bhakti Yoga Madhyakshate Jasya Vaishuya Mayana Krishna Paramapurushe Bhakti Rupa Patyate Punasak Soka Moha Bhayapa. He wrote this of Srimad Bhagavatam, that anyone will read or hear Srimad Bhagavatam, especially by hearing, anyone hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and he will taste by hearing this, and he will try to have this thing. Then he will go to a special guru or any Vaishnava, realize so. We cannot go, but Krishna will arrange himself, like he arranged Narada to go to Vyas. Or he sent Swamiji to you all. You have not done anything. Krishna arranged. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all India on foot, uttering Hare Krishna or Radhe Radhe Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna He, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Pahima, Rama Raghav, Rama Raghav. And all were attacked. Why he went? Anyone has called them? In South India or anywhere? In Navdeep, anyone called. And that was Advaita Acharya. But all other places, anyone never gave any invitation to come. But he went there. Only to sprinkle his mercy. So he wrote everything. By reading, we cannot attain everything. We will have some taste. But if we will hear it from any realized Vaishnava, because they have lock and key, they will open the lock and open the door, then we can realize and hear anything, know anything. By reading alone, you cannot have. So we must have to see, to hear from realized soul. At least he should be Madhyam Adhikari, having no anartha, no selfishness, nothing. Then we can realize something and we can advance. And this association should be constantly. What constantly?
Uninterrupted.
Not that in a year I only hear one time. Repeatedly, we should do like this. By doing so, Vyasa saw that Prema Bhakti had come. So, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. He manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Bhagavatam he could not write, but it came from Krishna. And he only manifested it. But we'll have to hear from any realized soul, like Narada, like Rupa Goswami, like the devotees who are following Rupa Goswami. Then bhakti will come, and then you will see that naturally tears will come by chanting, remembering all these things. Vyasadeva told, from where you have that bhakti that you gave me? Then Narada told, I was a son of a very low class of maid servant. I was about of 5 years age. I was knowing nothing. I was like a foolish, nothing knowing. But once four or so many God realized high class of Vaishnava came in rainy season, and it was Chaturmasya. It may be Kartik month, as you were in Vrindavan. How you tested this Vrindavan parikrama, I don't know, but I think that it has touched your heart. You can never forget it. So beautiful, marvelous. So, his mother was a maid servant of low class. She was serving them, their vessels, their kitchen, and everything. Not making prasadam, naivedya, but she used to clear everything, vessels and kitchen room and everything. They used to cook for Krishna and to offer Krishna. And whole day and night they were always engaged in hearing and telling Harikatha like you are hearing here, very patiently. So, all were observing Chaturmasya Vrata there. For 4 months they were there.